Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there. It is Wednesday on the Love Doctor Show. And I am Deborah Lee. I will be doctor for the next hour. I am accompanied by Jimbo Baggins. He is your moderator in the Facebook Live streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you are there,
yeah, I'm basically there watching with you, but
yeah,
I'll kick those little scammers out of there when they come.
That's
in.
Really what it's about. Don't respond to them. Don't play into their, you know, evilness. They're going to say what, inbox me?
Yeah, I feel all this. They have all different little things, and they just start massing every person watching them, every person that's chatted. So, back to the dead. Back to you.
Oh, back to me.
Yes.
I took a little break there. So let's make the distinction right here at the show that we are not readings, not our call card readings. They aren't any of the, huge number of wonderful systems. I'm not going to criticize any single one of them. First of all, because I've never studied them. I did try to pick up tarot from a year ago, and it was so complex, I couldn't.
And if they're out there and a lot of people are doing it, there must be something to it.
Oh, sure. And right. I know there's something to
it. I'm just saying, why would we criticize something that is well established? That would be stupid of us.
Well, I wouldn't.
Right.
And so I want you to know, personal prophecy, the readings that I conduct, are done with an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am showing up for our regulars that often join us.
FOMO.
Yeah.
We got the card.
So those right back.
Sweet me.
Also, we were talking earlier that before the show started, it's a little bit of casual conversation, that this method is in some ways different than other methods. It doesn't pronounce, this is going to happen, that. It's going to be more fluid than that. Like, for instance, we're going to deal with potential for you in positive ways, and also potential for you in what could become negative experiences. I think what's so fundamental here is that you have the power to be able to change the future before you've even lived it. Now, I know it's kind of a heavy concept to, you know, process, but here's what it is. We're going to show you what is on your path as you are navigating yourself to the future. But if there are things, like, for instance, a relationship is going sour, or changes are happening at work that you have not been made privy to as yet, or also somebody new coming into your life, money on its way to you, there will be all sorts of potential events. That other people there are making decisions, choice and change. So while they're out there making choices and changes in their lives, you are given the insight to be able to do the same. But we do have to remember that nothing is ever cast in stone. What reappears over and over is still on your path coming to you. But a lot of times things will appear and then they will sort of drift away. There's indications of, say, an accident or identity theft, that sort of thing. So, and now, how's it looking? I'd like to ask you, is if you go to get up at some point, that we have a light back there that is glaring for me. I think it needs to be turned down. Just throwing that out there.
I like that.
Since, by the way, Veronica is away for the summer. She's on sabbatical, which means she's doing the research.
Well, she was never here.
Right, but just in case you've wondered, where is she? So, would you like to say your part?
We should do so. I guess there's a lot to say about this. Many different ways that you can contact us.
Right.
Numero uno, 515-622-976. That's the number to call in. Get you into Blog Talk. Automated system tells you you're going on hold, and you do. You heard the show. If you don't hear the show, there's a problem, Houston. Every once in a while, they have a glitch up there somewhere. It's really weird. Knock on wood.
Try to stay with us.
Yeah, if you have problems disconnecting. And sometimes we've had Facebook folks that were actually calling in, and they've let us know, hey, there's a problem. We eventually figure it out when we try to talk to people. You know, but it's usually at the beginning of the show, we don't even know it's a problem yet. But when you're on hold, we'll see your typical number. You'll be on a list. You won't get forgotten. We won't blow you off. When we first started out Blog Talk, I was killing people by accident.
He was.
I was disconnecting those on hold when I thought I was disconnecting the previous caller. I had my, it's like when you're on, I don't know if you're on your phone or something, and you get ready to click something else and everything shifts because like an ad pops up or something. That's what was happening. I was getting ready to click the caller. I just had an awful shift up and I clicked the next call and kill them.
Oops.
Now I put those people that I've just called, I just put them back to you so they can stay there and no more problems. Hey, Mike is here from the Land of England. International folks will give you a shout out.
If you tell us you're here or show us. Good to have you.
Yes. All right. And I'm back. All right. That's the deal. You'll be on hold. When a sane person's when they're on hold, they usually put speakerphone and do other stuff, walk around with the phone, put it in their pocket. When we actually take your call, please get off the speakerphone, get off Bluetooth, if you can. I mean, there's laws and safety and all that stuff. If you can't, you can't. But it might not be good on our end. It usually is, but sometimes we just can't hear you, or it gets choppy, or you're all weirded out. Also, stop the multitasking. Because when you move around in a building, even your house or whatever, it can get really...
That's amazing how much sound.
The sound will get really choppy or soft and loud and it still kind of sounds choppy. Just, if you can, relax, chill, eliminate background noise, especially if you have the show on another device, because we'll get like a feedback, weird echo thing going on, stuff like that. For those that cannot call in, and one note to make, you can Skype in. And we get Skypers that Skype in. You can Skype into a phone number. Skype has a capability. I never knew that's how we started doing this. I thought Skype was only Skype. But you can Skype into an actual phone number, which is cool. It's an option. If you are, when we ask, you can Messenger, and this is good for our international folks like to do this, and some of our domestic folks prefer to Messenger. It's your call. You can Messenger us, and you'll have to Messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show, and you'll have to be friends with her. But only when we ask, because Facebook Messenger doesn't have a cool automatic hold system, so we don't want people ringing in when we're not ready.
And if you prefer, you can type your question into the Facebook live streaming.
Yep. So we got Mike and Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Jill. Glad to have you.
You can. And when we ask, if you can't do either, and some people are at work and just can't do any of that talk stuff because they're at work but they can type, we'll ask. We'll open the floor to everybody and say, hey, if you can't type your question, no, we do it a lot. When we first started the Wednesday show, that's what we kind of just did nothing but that. We didn't even have Messenger. We never thought about that. Our brains didn't click, that we could do that. So it was a total type-in show, and it was jammed, remember?
It was kind of all things in due time.
I guess. It's not meant to be.
Especially if you sometimes think, gosh, why didn't I think of this sooner? Because you weren't meant to.
To be, and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We had... there was no shortage of people that they had no problem typing their question and getting the reading that way.
Exactly.
Let's open the floor now to phone calls. Call the number 515 my the other phone crazy 602-9676 or you can messenger Deborah Lee now, or you can type your question in. I will take whoever's first. And I think Jill wants to call in.
On
Facebook call in.
Sure, she can.
You can. It has to be to Deborah Lee, Jill.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it as a...
video audio, your call.
Yeah, it can just be an audio call if you prefer.
But even as video, nobody else sees it.
Yes, that's right. This is the portal, Facebook portal, and I'm going to the keeping it turned toward us, which will keep identity, you know,
sure.
Down
yeah.
Low.
I think Jill's working on it.
Okay. I hope you all are dealing with the heat.
Yeah, it depends on where you live, but
what?
She's another international caller from the land of England. So we have two folks.
Wonderful.
I like it. Our two viewers that have been speaking to us are both from England, land of England. It is Deborah Lee.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to go on here to approve you. And this is for anybody. If you want to get in, to be able to call in, on the portal, you need to be my friend.
Yeah, go ahead and send her a friend request now. She can accept it once she sees it on the fly, and then you'll be able to messenger her. She said she tried, but it didn't work. I don't know why. It should have worked. Maybe while she's checking right now. Try it again. You search for Deborah Lee. You should have found her. Oh, you know what? I bet.
Yeah.
There's two Deborah Lees.
Is there?
Yes. Remember?
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
There is two Deborah Lees. That one didn't work. Try the other one. She has, for some reason, she had a duplicate account and she cannot get it to go away to save her life.
If I go to delete it, it wants to delete all of
them.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. So try the other Deborah Lee. It has a different picture. Probably a more modern picture of the way she looks now. You know, that's one way to tell. Because you should see two Deborah Lees. Maybe more because of other people out there, but as far as us, it'll be two, and it'll be her face on both. But the one looks more modern with her current hair.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't say it went through either. There's Jill right there, right?
Oh, yeah, but there's several of them. Is yours the one with the cup of coffee as the icon?
No.
No? Oh.
You going to try to send her a request?
Yeah. But which one is it?
It's none of those so far.
Not that one?
Nope. I'll tell you when I see it. You'll only have to go through probably 450,000 Jill Shaws on the globe. Shouldn't take you about 10, 12 days. Oh, Mike says he tried it. It didn't work. Oh, Mike tried. I'm sorry. That wasn't Jill.
My name?
Mike tried...
My gosh, there's a bunch.
Yeah,
of
I don't. I can't search for her. You sit back and same with Mike and Jill, both of you. There's probably a lot of Deborah Lees out there, but there's two with her picture on it. It's going to be the one with the more one that looks more like now. Like she said, she has this old account that she tries to blow it away and blows them both away. So it just sits there. We never use it.
Yes, it's a picture of me.
Uh-oh.
What?
It is the British invasion.
Wow.
Allison. Hey, Jill.
Allison.
Jill, we're trying to add you. You're one of hundreds of thousands of Jill Shaws on the globe. I mean, and the first 20 we looked at wasn't you.
Look at the Deborah Lee that has a picture of...
It'll be this backdrop.
I'm wearing a black blouse. Yeah,
it'll be this dark backdrop with a black blouse. That's the Deborah black... Black blouse, blah, 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 blah.
And I have a deck of playing cards.
Yes.
If she'd prefer, you can always type in.
You can always type a question. I know that it would be nice of, and Allison, though. Allison, hey, Allison, the floor is open right now.
Yeah.
And we got Allison. That volume's way low. So take the call and then turn the volume up. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm smoking.
Hello
both.
There.
Hello.
Well, there she is.
Hey,
yes, and we're happy always to hear from you.
That's one of our whole audience used to be Englanders.
Yes, hey, that's fine with us.
Yes, roasting away, sizzling away.
So, Allison, how are you coping with the heat?
Cooking like bacon up there.
Oh, too hot.
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, and many of you may know this, this is an old, you'd hear a tip from your grandmother, perhaps. But I remember I had a grandmother that told me to, like, get some cold water, and you put it, I'm showing it right now, put it on the inside of your wrists and blow on it, and it is supposed to lower your body's its thermostat.
Yeah.
And it was a church thing mainly, but it did work.
They say a cold bag around your neck because you have the main artery pumping blood up into your brain. If you can get that cooled down on the way to your brain, it's going to make you feel a lot better.
Some people put a whole wet shirt on, but then, of course, that brings up...
Yeah. I mean, plus it's like, you can't do that. Like, if you're at work, you're in court, you work at your lawyer, you're just going to suck it up.
And a long, long time ago, I used to get my socks wet, and I would put them in my shoes, and they did keep me cool. But Allison, anyway, tell us what's happening for you in your world.
Something going on in the background.
Yeah, what's that, sorry?
We heard something in the background. I don't know if you have a radio or what that was.
No, that's fine now.
Yes.
Thank you.
So how are things?
Okay.
And your question for us is?
Career.
How is the job going?
Not very good.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Were you just taken on temporarily?
Yes.
Okay. So, and now let me ask you something. As a result of COVID and the pandemic and all, are there a lot of jobs available over where you are? Because we've got them everywhere.
Yes.
So... that should, in the long run, help you a bit, in terms of finding a job to replace this one. We need to make a really good distinction right here. In this method of card reading, there's two cards indicating, like, gainfully employed. One card is going to show you that you have a J-O-B.
Yeah, you know me.
And that's a job that gets the bills paid, that buys the groceries, that is being able to survive money. The other is about career pursuits. And that's when you start chasing your calling in life.
Yes.
And it's amazing how so many of us are working JOBs, but really need to be in touch with our career dreams and our goals. Is there something, hon, that you wish you could get actively involved in for a job, working?
Well, it's all, at the moment, because of, of my age, I just want to do retail. I don't want to be doing anything else that's going to be stressing.
Oh, exactly. We live in a stressful enough world.
We do indeed.
As it is. Now, you are young, and that's an advantage in many ways, because there are all sorts of paths that you could take in the future. And I'm wondering, do you plan to return to education, or, what are your long-term goals?
What was that, sorry?
Oh, maybe you did. Okay. I was wondering, I forgot what I even just asked.
I'm busy doing Beverly stuff here like that. Goals or something?
I wanted to know if you were planning to return to your education or if you...
Not really, no.
Okay. So as far as long-term goals, is there work you'd really like to do that you'd like to get involved in?
Not really, no. Just retail.
All right, let's see what we could get here for you. Would you like to be more in, say, retail of women's clothing? I think you'd be. I just have this feeling you'd be really good at that.
Yes.
You have always have the cards that show that you put forth a very classy image of yourself.
Yes. Everybody says that about me. I'm dead classy and fashionable, and
good.
I don't dress for my age, you know what I mean?
Right.
I always dress young, and I always look good, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
well, back in the day, and maybe still now, forgive me if I'm wrong, wasn't England very forward, like future forward, about trends in fashion? I mean, I'm bringing in...
Well, they still are fashion-wise, yeah. But I mean, they were like the one of the... Them and like France were like the only people that really were the fashion people
right.
way back in the day. I mean, now you got more countries, but they still are one of the trenders.
One thing I see in
all
your cards, Allison, is you underestimate yourself. You have a lot of gifts, and it doesn't just mean being a cashier or clerking. I mean, you could actually, as time goes on here, you could find yourself connecting with a business that would very much like to put you, put you first. Just give me a minute. That would want you to be like a front runner for the store. And it could very likely be a chain of stores that literally you could become a spokesperson for. I'm just saying, don't underestimate yourself. You're going to find yourself in the right place at the right time, and they're going to say things to you like, would you like to try some merchandising? Would you be interested in learning how to dress the windows?
I've done all that before.
Well, that's awesome. I think that you're going to, that's where your career is going to lead you over the next, I'm hearing like 7 months. So even
right.
if things don't pop up immediately, they're in the works for you.
Right.
Okay, I really feel you're going to find your place, and it's going to be awesome. I feel they will give you like on-the-job training for things that you haven't maybe experienced, like going out and being a buyer. You know, so just remember, you've got a lot going for yourself. Great potential in your cards. And I have a question for you. Has that ex-boyfriend been leaving you alone?
No, he keeps popping in.
Yeah, he wants you to make a move.
Does he?
And
no,
of course,
that's definitely not going to happen.
Yes, and
I have spoke to him when he's been in, type of thing, like, not like anything out of work, but just work, like, you know, when he's buying something or other. But that's all. I haven't actually said anything much about outside and stuff, anything like that.
Okay, well, that's very good, because it's clearly reached the end point. I cannot see you going back to him.
No,
he's never going to change. And even though that isn't a very proper metaphysical thing to say, because everybody's capable of change.
Yeah, but, you know, capable, but they have to want to.
Yeah, he's,
if you don't
he
want to,
likes
you know,
the
change,
way
you know.
He is.
Yeah, if he likes the way he is, then it is what it is. You know?
So, for you, I do want you to know, however, your future husband is in your cards.
Is he?
Yes, he is, and oh my goodness.
Crazy stuff.
He could even be somebody famous. So we'll have to watch that.
Right.
And
oh, my God.
Well, wouldn't that be... I think that would be
my
awesome.
I'm not okay with
people.
Do you have a celebrity crush? Is there somebody...
No.
Nobody, not a singer, band member, actor...
No. No.
Well, then your playing field's wide open.
Do you hate every single person that you hear on the radio or see on TV?
I don't think it's about hatred.
Just saying. Like, there'd be somebody like, that's an attractive person. I like that person.
Allison, watch for January. It's going to be a stellar month for you. Okay, and in the meantime...
Is that when I'm going to meet?
You know, it could be. It could be, because it's being figured here as like a month filled with stunning experiences. So in the meantime, I think you should possibly start putting out feelers to look for another job. Don't wait till you don't have that job anymore.
Right. Well, today I've been working and I've had a massive big row with my manager, with my boss.
Oh, did they start it?
It's about the air conditioning. Apparently I could have turned it down the other day when I was in. It's not put all the fridges down. And when he got in the day after, all the food had obviously gone up.
Oh.
The air conditioning down.
Nice boy.
So it gave me a good bollocking, basically. And gave me about my P45 and all the rest of it. But to be honest, I go away on Friday. I'm going to Egypt for 2 weeks.
Oh.
With my family.
Where?
With my family.
Yes.
And
where in
I
Egypt?
Don't think I'll be going back to work.
Where in Egypt, Allison? Jim's been there.
Well, I've been to a couple of places.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Is it Uganda or something?
I'm sorry?
Uganda or something like that?
I don't know that place.
I've been to Alexandria and I've been to Cairo. That's it for me.
Uganda? It begins with a H anyway.
Okay, well, it's a place I have not been, so I cannot speak intelligently.
Well, we hope you have a lovely time, and you know that could possibly be where you would meet your future prince.
Oh, my God, no.
Well, again, when are you leaving?
Friday morning.
Okay, and you'll be gone for how long?
2 weeks.
All right, well, would you please check in with us when you get back?
I will.
So we can, you know, catch up with you and take a look at will you be going back to your job?
No.
You know, remember one thing. Don't beat yourself up over this. They have insurance that will cover all of that food. And
yes.
She shouldn't have, was it a female?
Male.
A male. Well, he should not have, you know, chewed your butt so completely over that.
Oh,
yeah.
God. He sheltered me that much. This bloody shop roof lifted.
Well, you are going on to bigger and better things. And it's a good thing you have a 2-week break. You can come back fully refreshed.
Yes. I know, but one of the girls I was on with tonight, they just said to me, don't make rational decisions, think about it first and don't let it ruin your holiday. And I said, no, it won't ruin my holiday, just that I'm going to see what I think when I get back.
That's right.
I don't think I'll be going back.
And you know what? Anybody could have made that mistake. So I really think it was unfair of that boss, your superior, to have, you know, taken you so to task over that. It isn't like you stole the food. You know, there's a big difference there. So, well, darling, I want you to have a wonderful time. That's your homework from the show. You go and have a wonderful time and enjoy those sunrises and the sunsets, and let's hope you don't get all blistered up over there from the heat.
Oh,
yes. Well, take care. Take care. Oh, wait, you got to give her an angel.
Holy
wait,
guacamole.
No. That's right. Jim is learning to give angel readings.
Well, and the problem was is I was trying to somehow figure out how to get a dang link to Deborah Lee in the room, and I never got. All I got was a link to your picture, and that's that ain't going to help anybody out.
An angel card.
Well, stand by for your angel card.
Oh, exciting.
Yes.
Let me try to get it too low. Okay, let's see what we got here. I got to shuffle them, of course. It wouldn't be proper.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be proper if I did not shuffle. All right, let's see what we got here. And there's folks holding and waiting and stuff. Don't be worried. We got
you.
We're not going to forget you.
Yes.
This is a long time coming, this angel card, isn't it? Because I've not had one yet.
Well, he's got it for you now.
I do. And you have to apply this to your life and things that are going on.
Yeah.
It might not relate directly to the conversations we just had. The subject is counselor, and it's Archangel Azrael. You are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance.
Wow, that's great. What does it say on the back?
It doesn't say anything.
That's
only the rebel
cards. Right.
Rebel cards do that.
So I think that's terrific. You know, when you get back, let's take some long-range views from your card.
And some people are counselors, not like professional, but just
no.
with their friends and family. They
yeah,
come to them. They come to them.
Advice.
You give good advice and comfort. And you're positive. You're positive when everybody else is negative.
So we will miss you.
Yeah, I hope you have a good time.
But call us when you get on back. All right?
I will.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll get back on your own.
Well, have a very pleasant journey, and we'll talk to you soon.
You certainly will.
Okay. Bye-bye, darling.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Ms. Deb, go check your friend request.
Okay.
I got to check our number. Somebody wasn't thrilled about, so there was an issue. Let's see.
Calling in?
Yeah, thank you, Block Talk. We might have to start complaining to them.
I think we might have to get their tech people.
So, hey, you know, 2 out of 3 shows so far. Well, let's see. I'm going to call in and do give an update.
Yes, there is. Joe.
Yes.
Joe, you are now official.
Yep, and she's actually in Scotland, she said. That's cool. I like it when they narrow it down. Where they just had the Open over the weekend.
They did.
Yep, the Open Golf.
Now, is that where you live, Joe? Are you...
Well, she's in Scotland.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't live where they play golf. I'm like a gazillionaire. But maybe she is.
Maybe.
All right, well, you can messenger now, Jill, or anybody else, whoever's first. You should back out maybe to the main screen or whatever.
Yes.
Send us a message. I'm not watching any chat now, so if you're telling me important things, sorry. I am diagnosing.
Can't you go back? Oh.
I'm busy. I'm doing
Why?
Stuff.
Nobody's calling in because they're having problems.
I don't know that. One person said that there was an issue, so I'm going to be that. I'm going to pretend I am a guest, and I'm going to call in and see what happens. All right, and I can go back.
Here she is. Jill. Hello there, Jill.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for opening. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you could get through. We're doing well. We have the air conditioning on. I'm sure the bill is going to be outrageous when we finally see it.
It is what it is. For us, this is kind of a normal for us. In July and August, even September, and even June a little bit can be really wicked in Virginia. So,
how is your heat?
We're kind of used to this. Usually
I spent one day at the beach, and I was covered, and I had sun lotion on, and I ended up burnt, and I had to go to the doctor.
No.
Absolutely. Yeah, my whole back, it was just a mess. So I've had to kind of spend most of the time in and out of the house, kind of just hanging washing up, to be honest.
Well, I hope you feel better soon. And you know, when it starts peeling, oh, it can itch something awful.
Oh, I know. I know. And I've got kids that are like, ew, that's disgusting. I'm like, oh, please, I'll actually pay you. Please.
Yeah, I know. I've done that too. I have. Sometimes if you take a towel and you rub it back and forth, it will help.
It's nearly all done now, so happy days.
Well, what can I do for you, Jill? What would you like to ask the cards?
Just what for me and the kids in the next 3 months.
That sounds good. What would you hope for?
Yeah, anything in particular.
Yeah.
Well, the obvious, health, happiness.
Sure.
Health is always good. You know,
money, everybody wants.
A little bit of luck. That's what I'm looking for, a little bit of luck.
Are you working, Jill?
No, I'm not at the moment, no.
Okay.
Well, okay. First of all, Deb's doing your card, so you're good. I want to let everybody know that has called in and had an issue. I called in, went in perfectly. It told me to go on hold. I went on hold. I heard the show. Check. Make sure you didn't fat finger when you dial in, if you're dialing into Blog Talk.
Fat finger, that's what I do. I end up video calling people when I'm like, no.
Happens all. I do it on the computer. I do it on my phone. I mean, you know, you get... I get so nonchalant that I don't. It's like, oh Jesus, my fingers get like retarded, you know. So,
Jill, is this my first reading for you? Have I read for you before?
No, you've read to me when I've asked questions.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think we've done.
I finish sleep often, so that's why I'm often. I'm
sure.
Always on these and I'm everywhere.
It's late for you, isn't it now?
Oh, yeah, you guys are, you're actually.
It's 25 to 1 in the morning.
Yeah, I was about to say, they are into Thursday morning.
Well, now remember, readings are based on potential. And what does not hold potential for your life is really going to be shown as this cannot be. It will not happen. But you have very good cards. In fact, do you have a man in your life?
Not at the moment, no.
Oh, but you're going to have one. And this one looks like he will want to get married.
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, you know. It,
and I don't believe you've met yet. So this falls within your time frame of 3 to 6 months. All right? There's also a very nice little job opportunity that could come up for you. A female's going to tell you about it. And it might be something you would really enjoy. Answering a telephone or, you know, doing something that is more pleasant than it being stressful or like work. So you might, keep a lookout for that. And watch money now. There's a frustration connected to finances for you that is going to be, I believe, within the rest of the summer. So watch your records. If you have, say, a direct deposit that goes into your bank account, keep an eye on it. Make sure that it is accurate. A lot of times, now, I don't know your banking system, but here, if they accidentally give you too much, what do they do, Jim? They take it all back.
Oh, yeah. No, that's anywhere on this planet.
Yeah, they will take it all back in one big
box. If you get money you're not supposed to get, it's not like they have no recourse. They do. They'll just take it back.
Now, tell me about your children.
Well, I have three.
Yeah.
I've got a boy, he's 16. I've got a girl, she's 14. And I've got another girl at 7.
The 16-year-old is going to go places in business, in the world. This boy has a lot of genius in him, like brilliance. If you had any trouble with him over the years, a lot of it is because he's too intelligent. All right, but he's going to really get busy with his future. And he, you know, the one thing I see he would like to do is as he grows into being a man, he would like to get you a really nice house.
Really funny that you say that because he's actually just got a job. My 16-year-old, he got himself a job, he done it all by himself. And he actually came back to me after a week of working there and he was like, Mum, do you think that I'm a quick learner? I was like, of course. He suffered with dyslexia in school. He didn't fail in school. I would say school failed him, to be honest. Even his work people and that are like, we ain't letting you go. Like, you're too good. You're good. You're fast.
He's got a lot of skill talent in him. And he's always going to stand by you. That boy, he adores
you. He wants
you
to get a car so I don't have to carry the shopping anymore.
Oh. Well, he loves his mama, you know?
Yeah, my boy is my boy.
You betcha. Well, I think your cards look very good. I would love to have you call us more often so that, you
sure.
know.
Sure, well, now she can.
Yeah, now I can build on your
now
cards.
Now she's a friend of Debbie.
With more, yes. And your daughter, did you say, was 14?
Yes.
Is she a good, you know, daughter? Does she, or is she having trouble with, you know, like peer pressure, or is she doing well?
She's hard work.
Yeah. I think she's going to go out into the world, and she's going to do way better than a lot of the girls, especially, that she knows in school. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we'll, next time we'll talk about your seven-year-old.
Yeah.
So you have very positive thoughts. I think that you have a lot of good luck that you can make happen for yourself. And you have two kids that are going to really make you proud. Probably the third one, too. We'll check on that next time. But, Jill, wonderful to see you. Glad that you join us. And I hope you get...
And I'll be back soon.
Wonderful. And I hope you get some sleep soon.
Peace to all you sixes.
Wait, no, your angel card.
That was Harper, hoping that she wouldn't say too many good things.
No, I was going to say.
I was worried.
Oh, she did go. But tell it in
the room. She's probably still here anyway. Passion! Shouldn't yell, might wake up the world. Archangel Hanayez, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Wow. And we touched on both of those subjects.
Yes, we did, actually. That's why I thought it was kind of cool.
So we will enjoy hearing
I want to give an international shout-out. It's 100% British takeover, invasion.
Really?
It's a British revenge. They're invading their land that they once had. And it's okay. We like it. It's Terry Sue now. Messenger's open. Terry Sue wants a messenger. Do it. Let it rip. Got to give her a boat. Oh, Jill Shaw's here, so she got it.
Okay, but thank you, hon.
Way to go, daddy-o. All right, we'll just stand by. There's a 20, 40-second delay. And you're welcome. She thanked us.
Wonderful.
Yes, and now that she's a friend, she can messenger on every show except Monday. So we stand by.
Oh, there's our Terry.
So the ringer's down, but we don't care.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, look at you. You look like just yes. Like you're feeling very good. I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm a lot better.
Yeah, and your face, it has such wonderful features. You have worked hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Keep going. That's okay. You've done well. And we're very proud of you. So tell us, what will we be looking at for you in the cards?
Yeah, how's it going, too?
I just want to see what I've got coming up, really.
Are you still doing your weekly shows?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a bit on and off the past couple of weeks, but I am doing it.
Well, you've been having a little bit of health issues, right?
Yeah,
I've been in the hospital.
Right. So, I mean, I didn't mean to diminish it, but yeah, I'm just trying to say that is going to throw those schedules off track when you're hospitalized. Imagine that, not being able to do your shows. And then when you're on medication a lot of times, too, it takes you out. Yep.
Yeah.
But you must be doing pretty good because she's up late tonight and messengering us. I like it.
Yeah.
And it's our whole – we had one person here that I believe was from Minnesota from what I was looking. But everybody else has been from the U.K.,
Oh, UK. Well, Scotland in that?
Scotland's UK.
Scotland. UK. We've got to learn.
I have learned.
Yeah.
If I say somebody in actual, not Northern Ireland, Ireland is from the UK, I would be very wrong. Okay.
Yeah, we've been suffering a bit here with the heat.
Yeah, we heard.
Yes, I see it in the news. And it's the highest it's ever been.
Yeah, it's weird how things go through cycles, you know.
You have opportunities coming to start making money at what you do, and I think that's fabulous. I do. Also, how's things going in the romance department? Yes, I see that. And, you know, long-term relationships, they go up and they go down. Okay, they go up and they go down, but when you have the ups, oh boy, you gotta make the most of them.
That's life, and we all know that life is about ups and downs. It's all balance. We don't like the downs. Nobody likes downs.
You know, he worries he's gonna lose you because you're getting so thin and lovely, and you know, that thinks men everywhere are staring at you and drooling over you. Well, you know what? That's not so bad. No, that's
not his type.
Oh yeah. Well, and if he didn't, maybe that means he wouldn't care. So that's a good thing. If somebody worries, that means they care.
And it could motivate him to lose.
Or whatever. Or if, just if nothing else in general, that means they're deep feelings still. Otherwise, they wouldn't give a damn. You know,
and
be blunt.
Things in general look very good for you. You're a very strong lady. It takes a lot to really get you down and out, you know. So I think that the rest of summer is going to go swimmingly for you, except for the heat.
Right.
It shall pass. It must. Yep.
It's going to make me wish for the rain and cold of winter.
You know, weather's weird. Weather, you know, because of the Earth's rotation, it goes from west to east. Remember, we hit, it wasn't long ago, we had all that death heat.
Yes.
It made its way. A lot of times it doesn't. Fine, it cools off. Somehow it made its way to the land of Ing.
So, like I say, every land of Ing. Everything looks very good for you. And next time, if you have something more specific you want me to look at, we'll do that. But it looks like you're going to end up in a position where you're bringing in some money.
Okay.
Yes, which will be very nice.
Great.
It'll be through what you do.
Oh,
I am
slacking. We've had possible issues, and I've been troubleshooting things that I didn't need to, and I'm slacking on the angel cards, so stand by for your angel card reading. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Rotate.
All right.
Messages, you are safe. Archangel Michael.
Oh, Michael. Big.
One of the top
big
dogs.
Angels.
Sits right next
That's
to
the... That's strange. I have that card the other day as well.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
That's twice this week he's come out.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she can see that.
Well, she saw it. But maybe I looked too close. But she's had it before. She doesn't need to see it. Yep. And he says, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. That, if you got that guy on in your back pocket, you got things are all going to be fine.
I don't think
in life.
It can get better than that. Really.
Well, there's only one person can do better than that, and that is the man himself, the big G. All right.
Yeah. Well, take care, honey. Get some rest. And we'll catch up with you soon. In the meantime, everything looks pretty
good.
Yeah,
we're glad that your health has improved and everything's stabilized enough for you.
We
were able to call us. Yeah. I know that you would stop in, but only you had to go to bed because you just
and
had
we
to.
Missed you. We really did.
But you stopped in every time, and we appreciate that.
So take care, darling, and
right.
We'll talk
take
soon.
Care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, I just want to let our caller know that we have.
All right.
You are going to be next, and you will never, ever be shortened because there's still 11 minutes left, but even if it was, every show except the Monday show, we have the ability to extend it a little bit if we have to. So if something comes up, you drop and you call back. Well, I need some weird crap. We're going to get you in. And you know what? No time like the present. Let me bum, bum, bum. It is our caller from area code 216, which I believe is the land of Ohio. 216.
Hi. Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're
sure.
So welcome.
And thank you for waiting and being patient.
Yes, definitely. So how are you, Patricia?
Oh, I'm good. Just making plans and having to have a little detour or two. My question is about a couple of days ago, I believe it was a dream, or I was just waking up from sleeping. And it might be revelatory as it is, but I don't know if there's a meaning. I was standing next to the actor Martin Sheen, and it looked like we were on a date. And
wow.
There was an event, like a premiere, maybe a TV or a movie premiere. We were both smiling and happy. I don't know him, never met him. And, of course, I, you know, really respect and, you know, watched, you know, much of his work.
Yes, me too.
You know, obviously a very talented storyteller actor.
Right.
But is there another meaning than the obvious? I mean, obviously we must have been on a date.
Usually in a dream, everything is symbolic.
But it might not
right.
be as obvious as the dream itself.
Yes. And you said you were on the red carpet with him?
But, you know, I mean, that's what it looked like, you know, one of those types of events. We weren't,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't as formal.
Yeah. Very, very formal event. I got it.
Yeah, very informal.
Okay.
But then I believe that he is married, so.
Long time.
But.
Yeah, that guy, his hair should be beet gray with the stuff one of his kids has put him through all the time.
Oh, yes, Charlie. It's been quite a handful.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Somebody's going to be the handful.
Boy, this is deep. And I'm not super experienced in the education of dreams.
That is a whole different subject matter itself.
I'm seeing him here, and he is symbolizing somebody from your life.
Makes sense.
That I think has passed away.
Somebody that she admired. It could be a relative,
yeah,
or
it's
close
somebody,
friend.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a lover or husband or boyfriend necessarily, just somebody close, right?
Yeah, and it feels like there's a very familiar connection between the two. See, things like the premiere, the actor, all of this stuff. Symbolism for you, Patricia.
Yeah, you could spend hours.
Yeah.
You could spend hours literally analyzing that. That's not a joke.
did
yeah.
the dream end quickly? The dream? Did the dream end quickly?
Yeah, it wasn't long. Like I said, you know, we were smiling and you know, we enjoy each other's company. We're holding hands. And we look, you know, happy.
I'm perceiving that you're going to have this dream again. Okay, and this dream will tell you more about the symbolism, but also he has a message to give
that
to you.
That is interesting, yeah.
Yeah, there's a message that this time he didn't express it, but I think he's going to lean in close and whisper something to you. So.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll know that you've had the dream again. Jim, do you have an angel card for us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were ready for that transition.
Yeah.
I do have an angel card. Stand by. Your angel card is victory. Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. Now, it might not pertain to the reading, remember. This could be something else
That's
going on
right.
in your life. So you have to think about that message.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah, because these angel cards aren't connected to her card. So,
no, they're not.
Right.
And the angels say whatever they do.
They choose. Quite often they are connected to the reading,
yeah,
but,
I know.
But there are many times they are not.
Well, everything
was before related to music.
I'm sorry?
You kind of cut out a little bit.
Sorry about that. Isn't Sandalphon related to music or music-related activity?
Actually, I am not that familiar with these angels. I am a newbie at the angel card readings, so I am just – I'm a beginner. I'm a newbie. Okay, anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Call again, and we'll look more deeply into this for you.
All right.
If you
thank
will,
you.
Please. Thank you. Yeah, I did already.
No, you did not doing it. Okay, there you go. Anyway, thank you very much. I'm sorry. I didn't. We got like so many things going on. We have another caller, and we're going to take it.
And thank you. Please have a lovely
day. I'm going to put you on mute so you can continue to listen if you choose to do so. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie, folks, I am going to, we're going to extend the show for just a few minutes because we have another caller, and we want to reward that caller. Okay, we're going to area code 618. from Illinois, 618. Welcome to the show. I recognize the area code.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hi.
Amy,
how
are you guys?
Yes, hi, Amy.
You guys know I'm doing good?
Oh, hello there, Amy.
Yep, we're doing good. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing
hi.
Good.
Okay.
That's what we'd like to hear.
Please bring us up to date on what is new.
It seems like Mike is actually trying harder now.
Right. I had a feeling he would bounce back.
But I don't know, really, yeah, I still haven't seen, but like I tried to walk away, and it seems like he won't let me. You know, he comes back and he says, I'm sorry, I was just busy, and he's kind of trying. I think he's trying to communicate more.
Well, and he definitely doesn't want to risk losing you. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't really know when I'll see him again or anything like that. But
just not yet. Yes, go ahead, Amy. Yeah, tell him.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll see him soon or not.
That's what I'm looking for you. I figured that's what you were going to have to say. Well, I want to tell you. Now, remember this. I will always bring forward anything that seems significant in general.
Right.
I feel that you are going to receive a piece of communication. And the card of communication can involve emails. It could be text messages. I mean, it could be in the regular mail. It could be a phone call. But to me, it looks like you are going to receive a promotion, and it's going to be good, really good for you. All right. So this may not be until after the fiscal year changes, but
okay.
I see it coming for you. And realistically, from the readings I've done for you, nobody deserves it more than you, really.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That means everything to me.
Well, I don't think you nurses get enough recognition and appreciation from the public. You know,
then you're like, hey, I just got off work at noon and I'm already back at work at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Like I work 6 p.m. to noon last night, and then I work 4 to 10 tonight.
Well, you know what? They can count on you, and that's a big, big asset to be somebody to be counted on, because the medical world is really dicey ever since the pandemic and all. People are burnt out. Some have left the profession completely.
A lot of them were terrified of that. And that, you know, understandably.
Yeah.
Not going to make fun of anybody. Oh, Sinead from UK, sorry. I just wanted to give her an international shout out.
Glad to have you with us.
And I apologize for bastardizing your name if I did so.
Amy, yes. I want you to know that Mike really relies on you. And just always bear in mind also, he needs to give 50-50. Realistically, it should be 100-100.
Right.
You make him feel good, but he's got to do things for you, too.
Is it a two-way street?
Yeah, it is.
I think he's starting to see that. Because
well,
I told him I was going to walk away because I deserve more.
And yeah, I think you got the message
that
across.
That is very smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Look, too many people do not do that.
Yeah,
it was a risk, but I didn't think that he was going to text back, and he texted back right away.
It's actually not a risk.
Explain it,
Jim. It's actually not a risk, because if you don't do so, then whatever the negative path that it's on is not going to change. So it's not a risk.
That's
it's something
true.
That had to happen. It's not a risk. It's a must-do.
Yeah.
The risk is to do nothing. So you did the right thing.
That's true. That's very true. So
yeah,
I think that maybe we're looking at a relationship soon.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind that a lot of the young folks that are out there, well, you know, they get a tickle in the shorts and they think that's love. But love, realistically, as you get older, is compatibility, friendship, feeling a sense of unity together.
Yeah,
and we have to have that.
Yeah, you're right. It changes from when you're 17.
It does. When you're young.
A teenager or whatever.
Of course, you know, the higher power wants us to make babies.
That's Darwin, DNA, and all that stuff. The species must stay alive.
Yeah.
Populate the planet.
So is he entertaining his ex, or is he out of the picture now?
Yeah,
I do not see a connection there with him. And, you know, best that you don't dwell on it. Because we don't need any more of that. We don't want to. What's the word I'm looking for?
Like? Manifest.
Manifest.
Yeah, her.
Manifest that. And plus, you know what? If you both can fix what you have, that will take care of the other part of that anyway. It will.
Exactly.
Yeah, there would be no reason for anybody to stray if you guys get your stuff going down the right path.
I just keep saying in my head that he loves me, not her.
And keep that up.
Yeah, keep that up. And if it whatever the doesn't work out that way, well, at least you did the right thing and tried. You have to try.
And your cards say that you could use some very effective triggers here by telling him things like, nobody's going to love you the way that I do.
Uh-huh.
And put that in his head. There's other things that you could say.
Just don't make it sound ominous.
No, did I? Don't know.
Nobody's going to love you like I do. Don't make it sound like you're some kind of spider.
I just told him that, you know, he knows that, like that he's never met anybody like me.
Yeah. Like he'll go floating down the Mississippi.
Yeah, don't
or
make it sound like you're in the mafia or anything. You know?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, hugs. You know, just.
You know, I tell everybody he's never met anybody as good as me.
Yes, and the thing is, he has such low self-esteem that because you love him so much, you're lifting him up and restoring.
Good.
And I see a deep sense of intimacy here building between the two of you. So let's focus and dwell on the positive.
That's the best thing to do.
He did not. Yeah, hon, he didn't want to risk
it. You think I'll see him tonight?
I'm sorry? What did you ask? I'm sorry?
Do you think I'll see him tonight?
Right now, it seems up in the air.
Yeah.
I would have said
and
so.
You're on the same time zone we are, so it's already 8 o'clock, so tonight doesn't leave a lot of
night
left.
Well, he gets off at 5 and I get off at 10.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, there's not a lot of hours left.
He may want to after the fact that he nearly lost you.
We don't know, but you didn't see it. You didn't see it as super coming, but she also didn't say, like, no way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Well, I guess you're going to have to play it by ear.
Angel time.
And I would never wait up till when the sun rises. If somebody doesn't let me know in like an hour or so, get some sleep. But anyway, stand by for your angel card reading.
Thank you.
Take back your power is the message.
Wow.
Archangel Raziel. Wow. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings to your life. I think that one jumps right in on this.
That is right on.
She already did already kind of because she kind of laid down a little bit of a smackdown law and said, hey, and it worked.
It worked.
You can't do it all the time.
No.
But there's times when you have to be like, just say, I don't like this path. Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows I put up with a lot, and I've stuck around and stuck around, and he knows I was getting tired.
Well, that's going to definitely enable him to see that you truly love him.
Yeah, it's nice to put up with a lot, so it means you're not a bitch, basically, like a guy would say, but you're also not a pushover, a carpet to walk on, because you do have a point where you say, no, enough is enough. That's
and
cool.
He's got to learn the give and take between, you know, that will be necessary.
It has to be. I mean, and it's hard to find
that
balance.
I had to love myself more than what I was allowing him to do to me. And that in order for me to love myself completely, I couldn't put up with that.
Amy, you are healing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's, people forget about that, too.
I know. Like,
You need to love yourself because there's times when nobody else is there to do it, but you need to do it.
And also, you can't truly give healthy
love. No, if you're broken.
To others, you're broken,
if you're broken and you got pissed with yourself, it's not going to work out for the others.
I told him I couldn't allow myself to believe that I could sit in that situation and love myself completely like I should if I'm allowing him to do that to me. And I was going to walk away.
That's
good for you.
That is very, very
and
wise.
And please call in again so we can stay on top of this situation.
Yeah, I like that.
All right,
hon. We love you.
I'm glad you called. Thank you
love
so much.
Love you, too.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye, you too.
O-I-O.
See, now, for those of you that are listening and you're new, you might think, wow, these people, what are they like? love bombing everybody. No, it's that when I read your cards, I see your heart. I see the heart of those closest to you and those who have yet to come into your life. And therefore, as a result, and Jim knows this too, we become invested emotionally. We want you to win. We want you to be happy. This method, incidentally, yeah.
8 o'clock at night and it's still 88.
Yeah, it's hot.
So here. It's just, but you know, it is what it is. July. And I'm sorry about that, Deb.
Yeah, I just
I'm sorry.
My...
I totally derailed her. I blew up the train tracks. I blew up the tracks. Yeah. Destroyed her thoughts.
That was a good one too. Darn it.
I am a thought destroyer.
Yeah. Well.
It is what it is, though.
Yes. So I guess that's our evening.
It was meant to be, I guess.
Yeah.
We're not getting that fault in.
You all, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We enjoy you. And those of you that come to us from across the pond and all.
Oh, my goodness.
And some come. We had a guy call from Australia on Monday.
Monday, that was, yeah.
It's so interesting to me. For no matter where you go, love is love.
80% of
pain
our,
is pain.
80% of our folks tonight were from the UK.
And we have that as a unifier. You know, regardless of the culture, the language we speak. Mm-hmm.